For timely information on health and wellness matters, join us for Healthline. Learn about the work of the Ministry of Health and get tips that can change your life and that of your family.
Jamaica is set to host the 29th Expanded Program on Immunization Managers Meeting for the Caribbean Subregion. We tell you what it's all about in this edition of Healthline. We also introduce Healthy You, or a new segment looking at basic things you can do to improve your health. I'm Camille Guthrie. Stay with us. More than 120 participants from 30 countries will meet at the Jewel Runaway Bay Beach and Golf Resort in St. Anne from November 18 to 21 for the 29th staging of the Expanded Program on Immunization EPI Managers Meeting for the Caribbean Subregion. The subregional meeting is being funded by the Pan American Health Organization and the World Health Organization.
It is a forum for all the immunization managers of the English-speaking Caribbean countries, as well as the French territories, the Dutch Islands, and Haiti. It is a meeting for all the managers to come together to share experiences in managing the immunization program, including the challenges over the past year, and also to plan for the following year.
Director of Family Health Services in the Health Ministry, Dr. Karen Lewis-Bell. The participants will discuss and set targets for immunization coverage and the reduction of morbidity and mortality from vaccine-preventable diseases.
The meeting has discussions in various areas, such as the polio eradication, measles, rubella, and congenital rubella syndrome elimination. But there are also new and underutilized vaccines being recommended for countries to implement based on the disease burden in the countries.
The three-day session will see contributors engaging in a wide range of activities and seminars, the first of which is a training workshop for the sub-regional EPI managers on November 18 that will precede the managers' meeting.
It is retraining and resensitizing the immunization managers in, you know, cold chain management of vaccines, stock management, how to plan for a new vaccine introduction, surveillance aspects related to immunization, calculation of the coverage rates of target populations, etc. So it is really a hands-on workshop for the program managers just to strengthen them in that regard.
The meeting officially opens November 19 with Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson as keynote speaker. Jamaica's expanded program on immunization has been a lifeline to the island, preventing illness, disability, and in many cases, death by eliminating or reducing the prevalence of vaccine-preventable diseases. And this meeting provides an opportunity for the government to evaluate And this meeting provides an opportunity for the government to evaluate its position with respect to immunization on a regional, country, and individual level.
The fact that it is being held in Jamaica is a tremendous opportunity for us to have our field workers who are actually delivering the immunization services on the ground to get an opportunity to participate in the meeting so that they can better put in context the value and the worth of their work in the local situation in Jamaica and how it impacts on the wider Caribbean, the wider region, and globally.
Director of Family Health Services in the Health Ministry, Dr. Karen Lewis-Bell. Now to Healthy You. Avocado is now in season, and today on Healthy You, we look at the benefits of consuming this fruit. The avocado is one of the richest fruits in high-value nutritional fats, proteins, vitamins E and B6, iron, as well as vegetable fiber. It's usually eaten for its great taste, but outside of that, consuming it can assist with several illnesses, anemia for example. The iron in avocado is relatively easy to absorb. Because of this, persons such as adolescent girls and pregnant women needing additional iron are encouraged to consume adequate amounts of the fruit. And with that, we wrap up this week's program. I'm Camille Guthrie encouraging you to stay healthy.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.